Friedel.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The most powerful earthquake to strike Morocco in decades has killed more than 1,000 people and injured hundreds more. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more details.
Rescue workers comb rubble for survivors on Saturday in the village of Amizmiz, south of Marrakesh. Morocco's most powerful earthquake in 6 decades toppled houses in remote mountain villages, where most of the deaths occurred. The magnitude 6.8 quake struck in the High Atlas Mountains late on Friday night. In Marrakesh, the closest city to the epicenter, houses collapsed and buildings were damaged in its densely built old city, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Residents spent the night in the open in many cities, afraid to go indoors. It was Morocco's deadliest earthquake since 1960, when a tremor was estimated to have killed at least 12,000 people, according to the US Geological Survey. Governments around the world offered support, including Turkey, where powerful earthquakes in February killed more than 50,000 people.
That's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. Ukraine's newly appointed defense minister, Rustem Umerov, used his first public speech to call on the international community to urgently provide more weapons to his country's armed forces. Speaking to delegates at the two-day Yalta European Strategy event in Kyiv late Friday, Umerov said Ukraine's need for more weaponry is urgent.
That gave the African Union.
I apologize. We've had some problems with that. We apparently have problems with that piece. Umerov was appointed defense minister earlier this week following the resignation of Alexei Reznikov, whose removal followed a scandal around the defense ministry's procurement of military jackets. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Saturday invited the African Union to become a permanent member of the G20, comprising the world's richest and most powerful countries, at the group's summit in New Delhi Saturday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Survivors on Saturday in the village of Amizmiz, south of Marrakesh, Morocco's most powerful earthquake in...
That gave the African Union, a continental body of 55 member states, the same status as the European Union, the only regional bloc with full membership. The AU, which was represented by chairperson Azali Assoumani, was previously an invited international organization. Modi said the AU joining would make the G20 more representative. The G20 also adopted a consensus declaration that avoided condemning Russia for the war in Ukraine, but called on all sides to refrain from the use of force to seize territory. It came as a surprise because the group is deeply divided over the war, with Western nations pushing for strong condemnation of Russia, while others demanded a focus on broader economic issues. Ukraine called the statement nothing to be proud of.
The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency has warned of a potential threat to nuclear safety. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said its experts deployed at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant reported hearing numerous explosions over the past week in a possible indication of increased military activity in the region as Ukrainian forces continue to press their counteroffensive. There was no damage to the plant. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi warned in a statement issued late Friday he was, quote, deeply concerned about the possible dangers facing the plant. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Beachgoers on the U.S. East Coast will need to watch the progress of Hurricane Lee. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hurricane Lee is a huge storm which reached Category 5 strength with wind speeds clocked over 157 miles per hour. Now it's down to Category 3 status, says the National Hurricane Center. Senior Hurricane Specialist Daniel Brown says the storm is not expected to reach land anywhere, but its ongoing churning in the Atlantic is affecting the Caribbean islands and will soon be felt along the coastal U.S.
Beachgoers should really pay attention to advice of lifeguards and perhaps even stay out of the water, as those rip currents could be quite dangerous.
The southeast, the Carolinas, and even the northeast will see large swells as the week progresses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.